This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. A lot of dreams, a lot of dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's right. Stars and stripes and that eagle is a flying. Welcome
I've
to What's on Your Mind.
To know. I've seen enough to know we got it pretty good. Love that.
Exactly. Oh, I've seen enough. Do you have eagles? A lot of eagles around your lake?
We do, yeah. We got a couple nesting pairs.
Yeah. We've got so many of them. The Grace Lake is unbelievable. They're all... all weekend, every weekend, just zooming around and...
oh, yeah. Chirping. Yep.
Chirping, yep. That. What is that chirp? Is it like a, hey, get your butt back
it's
here kind
of thing? Yeah. It's a, it's different things at different times of the year, I think. But I always hear them. You walk outside and two of them will be way up there and they're chirping at each other. That it's like a... like a... it's almost like a turkey call.
It's an awesome sight.
Oh, well, yeah.
It really is an awesome sight.
We just saw one, Greg, got a nice fish the other day. They come down and hit the top of the water with the talons out. Boom.
Texter says, check out MISOenergy.com. MISO is spelled M-I-S-O. It's an acronym for one of the regional power providers. Check out MISOenergy.org. Gives it energy mix on transmission. The grid yesterday had 101,000 megawatts on it with a total of 2,500 from wind and solar. What does that mean? It means a very small percentage of your power, which was necessary on a hot day yesterday, is coming from wind and solar. That's why the energy mix is so important. Texter says the southern border problem is not done by Biden. That was done by Obama and Michelle Maybell. Still trying to make America a third world country. The Obamas run the Biden team.
Well, there's that.
All right, thanks for that. Speaking of the border, our friend Todd Benzman, Center for Immigration Studies, Texas-based senior national security fellow and author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. And guess what? It hasn't gone away, despite the facts that the media has pretty much packed up shop and gotten out of there. You don't hear about it anymore. It's unbelievable, unless, of course, the federal government decides to sue Texas over something. Then you hear about it. Pretty crazy. Todd Benzman hasn't forgotten about it, and he's been there and reports for us today on What's on Your Mind. Todd, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Where is all the media gone?
Well, they've swallowed the Biden administration's narrative that the numbers of immigrants crossing the border is down, you know, 100%, and so everything's under control. But that's just simply a lie and a shell game. What they're doing is they are rerouting illegal immigrants to the ports of entry and giving them permission slips to cross that way. And so that 80,000, 100,000 a month that they're claiming as a decline are just coming through in this other way. And the administration, of course, is omitting that part of the story. But we have just as many coming through, you know, 180,000, 200,000 plus are coming over the border one way or another, either with these kind of bogus parole permission slips that they're handing out by the tens of thousands, or a lot of them are just crossing illegally still, and they're being allowed in that way, just like before. So there really is no change. The mass migration continues with double-barreled ferocity coming through to your city in just the same numbers as before.
So explain to me the difference between someone that crosses illegally and how they're dealt with, turning themselves into a sheriff or off to an NGO or whatever they do, versus somebody that goes to the port of entry under this new system. How are they? How is that individual treated differently?
That's a good question. So, you know, keep in mind that the politically aversive number are the ones crossing illegally between the ports of entry. Those are the numbers that everybody has watched, and we're all used to watching those numbers. And as they go up, 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 it's more and more damaging politically to the administration. So what they are doing instead is they have made available a cell phone reservation app called CBP One. And while you're still in Mexico, they're encouraging everybody who was going to cross illegally to, instead of crossing illegally, make an appointment on that app. And when we accept you, show up at a port of entry, a bridge, you know, any one of the bridges. There's eight of them in Texas that are where this is happening. And we'll bring you in. We'll stamp your papers, and you will be issued what's called parole, which is a temporary permission to be inside the country that they just created out of whole cloth. There, the system has no congressional approval, but they're planning to bring about 1 million people a year in under this thing. Then you have a 1 or a 2 year work authorization. You go to the city of your choice, and you just kind of live. And you can disappear if you want later, or hope for a renewal or some kind of temporary protection status, or, you know, file an asylum claim or whatever. But none of those people are leaving, and we're looking at about 1 million a year that they're going to let in this way. You can't fly a drone over this. You can't see it. They're not releasing the numbers, so nobody can figure out how many. That's by design, so that they can say, hey, the fewer people are crossing between the ports of entry, and then they just leave it at that.
Is there a notice to appear?
Okay, well, so if you cross illegally, then you get what's called a notice to appear. If you can find a Border Patrol agent, they'll bring you to a processing station, and within 48 hours you have a notice to appear and the permission to be released from detention on your own recognizance. There will be, in those cases, a notice to report or to appear to at some point in the future to an ICE office in the city of your choice. There's no enforcement of any of this, by the way, so if you decide not to report, then nobody's going to come after you. You're just going to live illegally in the country. And there's a great many people do that. So that's kind of the difference. One is you kind of have this kind of quasi-legal status. We're letting you stay. We're letting you enter. And the other one on the cell phone app is the same thing. We kind of have this other kind of quasi thing that we built. We're going to let everybody in. There's all kinds of litigation against both of these processes, and so we're just kind of waiting for the courts to weigh in. They're probably going to declare the CBP One use of that massive use of parole authority as unconstitutional. I think that we'll probably see that thing and end up in the Supreme Court.
Biden likely losing again in the courts. on his border policy, which can't come soon enough. Is there something tracking in the courts now?
Yes. Texas, Florida, there's a bunch of states that have litigation against the CBP, the use of CBP-1 parole this way. Parole is just, it's in the law, but it's codified that in a way that, states that this should only be used 3 or 4 times a year on a case-by-case basis in some extraordinary situation, some extraordinary humanitarian purpose, or that's of some great overriding benefit to the American people. Very rarely used, but the administration is using it in mass to just hand these things out, not on a case-by-case basis, but to a million people a year.
That's unbelievable.
Just not in the law.
Unbelievable. More with Todd Bensman, who's written the book that is the definitive story on how this all came together. It's called Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. And it's still happening, despite the fact the media is now checked out. They're gone. They're not on the attention span for this, I guess.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
The country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Chat with Todd Bensman about the border mess. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with two chief financial officers with Sanford Health about something called charity care. Which, by the way, when there is charity care, at a particular health provider, somebody has to pay. But there's, you know, it's just interesting to know what, how much charity care is out there. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program, so stay tuned for that. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. How does chicken pot pie sound today?
Oh, yeah.
Is that tripping your trigger, Kev?
Yes, that's comfort food right there.
12th and I-29, 12th Avenue and I-29 exit. Also, pulled pork in Glendon, orange chicken at 45th, meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, beef and noodles in Harwood, and chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich in Valley City. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Okay, back with Todd Benzman. We're talking a little bit about the latest at the border, the CBP1 app. The actual numbers. Can we go anywhere and say, okay, here's how many people have used that to gain entry? Is there a place that we can get that information?
Well, we can at the moment we can only extrapolate from a category called inadmissibles, which are aliens that show up at ports of entry. Rather than sneaking between them, we call them, we'll stamp them inadmissible if they try to cross without documents at the ports. Well, it appears that they are logging all of these CBP1 people as inadmissibles, and those are public. We can't really tell the difference between them and other inadmissibles, but the numbers are like, you know, 200% higher than they've ever been, you know. So we know that they're doing it that way, and we can tabulate and kind of extrapolate from that somewhere on the order of 40,000 a month are being brought in over the ports of the land ports of entry. And another 40,000 are being flown in by air from foreign airports into U.S. airports. So we think about 80,000 are being brought in under CBP1. Me and my organization do have a FOIA lawsuit pending against the administration for sandbagging this material. Looks like we may actually win and gain release of the data sometime in the next couple weeks. Fingers crossed on that. But, you know, we don't really know how many is the problem. And they're not telling us. And nobody's asking.
And this to me is, you know, what may reignite the media paying attention when we get back to the actual numbers, because there was a time when these illegal crossings were happening where we're getting the rolling numbers and people were realizing it was a crisis. CBP1 is a way for them to hide the football.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are definitely hiding the football with aggressive intent, no doubt about it, because, you know, they're taking victory laps saying, wow, we're down 100,000, we're down 70%. Of people coming illegally through the border, and then they just leave it at that. They show you like one side of the dollar and say, yeah, it's Abraham, you know, but they're not, or I guess that's a $5, but whatever. They're not showing you the other side, which is very interesting.
Todd, does the cartels or does anyone care that Governor Abbott put 1,000 feet of floating buoys down the middle of the river in Texas? Because Arizona's wide open. I mean, California is. I mean, do they care that that's even there?
Yes, very much. The marine barrier apparently is so threatening in its effectiveness, especially if it were to be elongated and expanded. It's only 1,000-foot pilot project right now, but because the Biden administration, the DOJ, is now suing to get rid of it, and there's some other lawsuits, and all the migrant advocacy organizations are rallying forces against it to defeat it, that tells us that they know that it's effective and that it's a threat to unimpeded mass migration. And I find that actually, in an inverted weird way, very encouraging when you see opposition like that get mounted. Because,
sure,
you know, if it really doesn't work, then you just simply shrug your shoulders and go home and kind of smirk, right?
Right.
Not this. What they're doing shows that they know that this thing is a threat and that it works.
Also very telling is if we need any more evidence of the fact that this is all about getting as many illegal immigrants into this country as possible. And anything that's going to stop that, like what Governor Abbott is doing, is going to be opposed and vigorously fought. So just, I don't know that we need any more evidence, but that's more evidence, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the state of Texas is really doing a lot of unprecedented tactics and fortifications down there along the border. So the main new tactic is that they're having their National Guard and state troopers physically block the immigrants from crossing the razor wire from the riverbank. So they're stuck down there in the river. They have to go back to Mexico and find some other way. However, that's, I guess, if you're against illegal immigration, that's the good news. But the bad news is that Border Patrol is still lurking in and around all of these fortifications. And they're just, their presence acts like a siren song, kind of beckoning a beacon. Because if you can reach a Border Patrol agent, the Border Patrol agent will have you released into the country within 48 hours on this notice to appears. You know, the pinky shake thing that I'll voluntarily report to ICE in a year or something. So they're still trying the Texas line. They're trying to bust through it. They're going around it. They're doing everything they can to sort of defeat what Texas is putting up to get to Border Patrol, to Biden's Border Patrol, because then they are in. I've written extensively about this. I have a big video report up on CIS.org in the main carousel. You can't miss it. All about what that looks like on the ground, where the migrants are trying to avoid the tan uniformed state guys and looking for the green uniform Border Patrol guys. And so there's this sort of, I call it a cold border war between the feds and the state. And it's just entered this new phase with litigation by DOJ against Texas.
A few seconds left. Any media that you're keeping an eye on? I know the Center for Immigration Studies is obviously doing great work on this and keeping us updated. Any other media we can watch or follow?
Well, you know, in regular mainstream media, you know, I wouldn't, because what they're doing is just acting kind of like as a mouthpiece for the public affairs arm of the Biden administration. You're not going to get a straight story there. They're mostly just, you know, trying to gin up opposition against the Texas fortifications right now. That's all you'll get. Most of the allegations, by the way, that you're seeing lodged about the Texas fortifications, like underwater razor wire traps, are untrue.
Of course they are. Hey, Todd, keep up the great work. We'll stay in touch. Follow up with you. Thanks.
MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98. Or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Biden administration suing Texas over a floating border wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's not moving on that.
They're using some obscure statute to try to stop us from continuing to deploy those buoys. We believe we have the right to do so, and we will take this lawsuit all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
President Biden designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The 14-year-old black child from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi by white supremacists in 1955. The national monument will be at three locations. month. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who went missing and told a bizarre tale about seeing a toddler on the side of a freeway and being abducted, lied about the whole thing. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You got a pen? You're going to want to jot down some of these incredible prices.
All right, go. I'm ready.
20th anniversary limited edition MyPillow, $19.98 with a promo code right now.
There you go.
I need one of those, $19.98. Ah, king size, $29.98 if you want to go the king size. All right? There are so many things here for the 20th anniversary. It's unbelievable. They have an overstock sale going on. We're up to 80% off. Things you need. They also have kitchen towels now. That's brand new. So if you feel like you've bought everything you could possibly buy from MyPillow, I now have something new for you to purchase. Kitchen towels. That's right. Save 25% on those. Their biggest bed sheet sale ever, Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $29.98. That MyPillow Mattress Topper 2.0, normally $359.98, is $215.99. It'll transform your bed. It will. They have mattresses as low as $449.99. Shipped right to your door. Great way to go. They have the complete mattress sleep system. That is a mattress, two MyPillows, and a set of Giza Dream Sheets. $494.99. So there you go. Go to MyPillow.com and browse. 20 years they're celebrating at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott for these good deals. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Emailer says, thank you for your emails, by the way, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love your emails. Todd says, I wish all states would have a summit to discuss the costs of illegal immigration. Maybe this would plant the seed for Convention of the States. Yeah, I mean, just think about one simple thing. We're going to talk in just a moment here about charity care.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more is going to go on the healthcare systems in this country as a result of what we've seen happen under the Biden administration? People pouring over the border. It's a good question. Question on the Mohammed Barakat situation from Jim emails in. How does a person buy a gun if on this Guardian list? What was the shooter's work history since coming to the U.S.? I don't believe what we know of this Guardian list flags you for gun purchases. It obviously doesn't, or he wouldn't have been able to buy them. But we still need to know more about this Guardian list, and that's going to come from the U.S. Attorney. Max Schneider. Shooter's work history. Only thing I've heard is bounced around a lot. I know that there was a report of him working for a dental firm in Minnesota and wanting to become a dentist. Didn't get accepted in dental school. The only other job we know of for sure was Fleet Farm in the gun department where he purchased his weapons. That's what we do know. Don't know about the others, but do you remember the term, Kevin, about that? It was like he was bouncing around or something. There was some reference to the fact that he didn't stay at a job very long.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I recall.
That.
Yeah. And that's all I know. Texter says, how to shoot fast accurately. Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast. After you develop muscle memory, smooth becomes faster.
Well, clearly, yeah. That's yes. That is the
what,
more you do something,
said,
the more you do something, the you know the better what, you get at it.
What they said.
Yep.
All right. Another listener. I'd put up a flag right now if I had it. It's called an appeal to heaven. It's the pine tree flag that George Washington had. I've seen them. You don't see a lot of them, but I have seen them. And agree with you. Put that up right now. Put it up for sure. Listen to your comments from John, says another listener. Soon referring to John Phelan from the Center of the American Experiment, who, by the way, will be at Courtyard by Marriott at 11:30 today. AmericanExperiment.org for more information. Off the Cliff is the presentation. Oh, sorry, Minnesota. I hate to chuckle, but Off the Cliff, Minnesota's legislative nosedive and the climb back to sanity. Happening today, 11:30 at the Courtyard by Marriott. Moorhead this afternoon, First Falls rather, this afternoon at 5 p.m. Alexandria, 11:30 tomorrow. Listening to you and John, I think this through to the end of the worst-case scenario. The mess in the cities might push us conservative normal people into a corner. Then what? Do we have a civil war within our state? I think that's why organizations like Center of the American Experiment exist, to arm people with information so you are aware of what's happening, get involved, and do everything in your power to stop it and climb back from the cliff. That's a better answer. That's a better approach.
Well, it's all about the votes, my friend. And the more these population centers in Minnesota continue to grow with a liberal vibe, St. Cloud, Duluth, Moorhead, outside of the seven-county metro, the harder that's going to be. So we go to some sort of an electoral system in the state, maybe one county, one vote for governor. How about that? Let the rocks and cows actually get a say. Couldn't have that, though. We need to spend $200 million to build a train to Duluth. See if anybody wants to go to Duluth, can't just get in the car and drive the 3 hours.
Yeah, well, who thought that up?
Who's the contractors? And who are the people that are going to be building it? And who's going to benefit from it? And how's St. Paul going to be involved in that little deal? Unbelievable. We need a train to Duluth. What?
What? How many
million? $17 million. We don't need a train to Duluth. I don't want to get to Duluth and not have my car.
Another listener, you guys are talking about this. The first person that was talked to about the shooting, she said it sounded like a machine gun. Does she really know what a machine gun sounds like? I doubt it. If you haven't been in combat, or at least the military, you have no clue unless you've experienced it.
Right. It was rapid fire, but it was not an automatic weapon.
Right. And the other thing is there were a lot of weapons that were going off, right? Because you had,
and to
you had shots from Bearcat, you had shots back from Officer Zach Robinson as well. So,
To her, it just, and she probably didn't know what she was listening to, but to her it sounded like that, and that was the way she described it. So we now know, and we know more we'll know more next time Drew gets in front of a microphone.
Another listener, when Kamala said we need to address the root causes of migration, she wasn't wrong. who is behind funding the immigrant's journey, seize their assets for funding an invasion. There's a web, going back to our earlier point of even these background checks. How do you figure that out?
Well, look at the list of countries where these folks are coming from for a better life. None of them are as awesome as America. I mean, none of them, not even close. So who wouldn't want to leave those, you know, what Donald Trump called those folk, those places, who wouldn't want to leave those holes and come to the shiny mansion on the hill? So until this changes, they're all coming. Everybody's coming. They're just going to keep coming.
What's on your mind? 19 before the top of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590 today. I'm hearing a few comments along these lines from this listener. I heard Wrigley discuss the binary trigger and say that the writers of the Constitution had no idea what weapons were coming. I disagree. They were not dumb. They were aware of what was coming. They knew firearms would continue to advance in abilities. A binary trigger is not full auto. It fires one shot on the pull and one on the release. I bristle at things that point to an object as the problem. Because the person using this particular object and the multitude of the guns that he had, and had designs on using, obviously, the explosives as well. Grenade, for crying out loud. Tannonite in these canisters that looked like they were propane gas. He's the problem. Canister's not the problem. Binary trigger's not the problem. But next time we have Drew on, you can ask him that question. He was just on yesterday. We'll have him back. All right, another listener says, hey, my brother, who's a retired SWAT team police officer in California, looked up the story of the Fargo police story. He posted it on Facebook, and he was blocked. Do you have any idea why this would be?
Oh, well.
I'm also wondering why this has not been on national news. Has anyone else wondered?
Great question.
I called Newsmax, and they knew nothing about it. CBS, I think, did something, but there's not been anywhere near the national coverage that there should be on this. Don't know why. Mark Levin talked about it on the Mark Levin Show. Did you hear that, Kev? It was great.
Yep.
And he said, MSNBC, where are you?
It's mind-boggling. There was nothing. I think they reported the story once or twice, and that was it. It's moved on.
How in the world... You're blocked on Facebook for sharing the news story on this. It's bizarre.
Well, they don't want the truth out there. It's Facebook.
Gail sends a note. Scott, we had a fire pit logic again. The usual brain surgeons were all present. We came up with a suggestion.
Okay. Something about a bonfire.
Being we use taxpayers' money to push the battery vehicles, we need a town hall with the big three automakers. Explain to the taxpayers the cost, the reliability, the life expectancy of batteries, and how much the government is getting to push these issues. Last of what type of warranty and guarantee are going to give the people who buy this crap. Oh, you don't want to buy them around here, because they don't do too well in the winter. And most of the car dealers around here will tell you that. Manufacturers, I think, have bought into the subsidies and the wokeness. They're all in because you see it advertised like crazy. But you bring up a very good idea from your fire pit conversation that's something the House would be capable of doing and bringing those folks in and answering a few of those questions. Good idea. Thanks.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagPoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagPoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagPoleGuy.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Scott Hinn and Kevin Flynn. Glad you're along for the ride today on What's on Your Mind. If you have a suggestion on a guest you'd like to have us have on the program, maybe it's an author, a really good book you've seen, or somebody saw on one of the television shows. Love hearing from you. So remember that. You can email us anytime, day or night. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text us, 701-237-1590. Our next guests are the chief financial officers for Sanford Health, Kirk Christie and Kristen Herman. Kirk and Kristen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk a little about charity care today. Talk a little bit about Sanford and charity care, and determining eligibility for charity care, and what kind of criteria there are to use to say, hey, this is a worthy individual that needs financial assistance. Well, how do you do that?
Yeah, thanks for having us on again, and we appreciate it. really, when you look at our first goal is to meet our patients' medical care needs. And so when we have a financial or patient assistance program, the goal is to pair that need for medical care along with what they need for financial assistance if they need that. We do that in several ways. The first way would be if a patient, they get their bill, on that bill there's a note on the bill that gives them a number that they can call if they need financial assistance. It's also available on the Sanford Health website, so that's www.sanfordhealth.org. And on the home page, there's a link to our financial assistance program where they can get the information they need. And then we have a third program or another program called Presumptive Charity, where even when patients don't reach out to us, we do look at some public information to try to determine if they may be eligible for charity care. And if they are, then we will provide that for them. The other thing we do, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you another question, but go ahead, finish your thought.
Yeah, the other thing that we do is we have a program where we help them find other resources that might help them. So, for example, some patients may not know or not know how to reach out and determine if they're eligible for other benefits like veterans benefits, disability benefits, Medicaid, those kinds of things. So we have a number of avenues where they can reach out and try to find support to help pay for their medical care.
Kristen, what types of medical services or treatments are covered under your charity care program typically?
Yeah, you know, in general, most all of our services we provide at Sanford are eligible for charity care, what we also refer to as our financial assistance. In general, to qualify, it just needs to be considered medically necessary by an insurance company. So this includes everything from routine care or routine clinic visits to emergency care. We do provide some services here at Sanford that are elective or cosmetic in nature. Those typically don't qualify. But what if our clinicians do determine there is, in fact, a medical need? Those cases, we do what we can to make additional considerations. You know, as Kirk stated, we really don't want patients delaying or avoiding necessary or routine care just because of financial hardship. So we're making our best effort to work with each and every situation.
How much charity care does Sanford do? Bismarck, Fargo, example, provide? Is it pretty steady each and every year? Does it go up? Does it go down? Tell me a little bit more about that, Kirk.
Yeah, so for Bismarck and Fargo combined, in general, it can go up or down a little bit each year, but in general, it's between $90 and $95 million a year in assistance that we provide to our patients. What it really goes beyond that. That's what we give in discounts to patients. But again, we incur costs to provide support for helping them find other resources and things like that, in addition to what we provide in discounts to patients off of their bills.
Wow, that's pretty amazing when you think about those kind of dollars on an annual basis. So it's a lot. So this is interesting to learn more about this, so we all understand it. And as you say, if there's someone out there that generally needs it and is putting it off because they don't have the resources, they need to know that there is help for such a thing. We have a pretty low uninsured rate in North Dakota. Kristen, does that help impact on the, as far as the need is concerned on charity care?
Yeah, you know, our charity care covers not only those who are uninsured, but also those that are insured. You know, we see fluctuations in need based on a lot of different factors, but there always will and, you know, has been a need for this program to support our patients. So, for example, you know, patients are seeing some higher deductibles or out-of-pocket costs being passed on to them from insurance carriers. And so in those cases, or in some cases, it could provide a financial burden, and we don't want that, you know, burden driving patients away from getting care.
Anything you want to give us in a final word? Got about half a minute left, Kirk. Anything else you want to tell us?
Just to give some perspective on how patients qualify, it's generally tied to roughly 2.25 times the federal poverty level. So, for example, a family, the federal poverty level for a family of four right now is $30,000. So if they make just short of $70,000, they could qualify for, potentially qualify for full assistance. All the way up to partial assistance could be over $100,000 of family income. So,
interesting. We're going to leave it there. Out of time. Thank you both. Kirk Christie, Kristen Herman, Chief Financial Officers with Sanford Health on Charity Care Today.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.